Good morning, this is Louis and Emma with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, visitor caps, lower speed limits and improved infrastructure on the table for Queensland's national parks after a dramatic increase in visitation after the pandemic. Consultants engaged by the Queensland government assessed the sustainability of Kigari, Kulula Recreation Area and the Bribie Island National Park and Recreation Area and recommended targeted action on increased visitor volume and behaviour issues across the parks. The Miles government has not yet committed to any specific recommendations and instead has vaguely supported the broad themes of the report.
Brisbane Airport has announced a new international destination, offering a weekly non-stop service to the Pacific Island nation of Palau. The service, operated by Nauru Airlines and named the Palau Paradise Express, will be Brisbane's first direct route to the region of Micronesia. Palau is consistently ranked as one of the world's top diving destinations, and it is hoped that the new flights will create new trade and tourism opportunities. The service will begin on May 21st, and launch fares are set to start from $999 return.
In national news, according to the opposition leader Peter Dutton, the Prime Minister needs to pick up the phone and speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping after the Australian government alleged that a Chinese fighter plane had dropped flares near an Australian helicopter in international waters. Dutton insists the PM needs to speak to the Chinese president to express deep concern regarding the Australian Defence Force and the related incident. Yesterday, Richard Miles, the Minister for Defence, called the incident unacceptable and claimed the Australian pilot had to manoeuvre to escape the flares.
50 alumni from Yarra Valley Grammar School have started a petition calling the school to expel four male students who created a list inappropriately ranking their female peers. The school discovered the list on Wednesday after it was posted to social media, which include pictures of its female students describing them with terms like cuties, mid, and get out. The four boys were suspended on Friday, but former students have since urged the school to give more severe punishments. One former female student said attending Yarra Valley Grammar is a privilege, and allowing the boys to return after their suspension would imply their education is prioritised over the well-being of the girls involved.
In international news, 75 people have been confirmed dead while 100 remain missing after record-breaking floods swept through South Brazil. State authorities in Rio Grande do Sul say that over 80,000 people have been displaced by the natural disaster, while record efforts continue to recover people from raging waters and mudslides. Two-thirds of the state's cities have been affected by storms, causing power outages and significant damage across vital infrastructure, including roads and bridges. The Brazilian Geological Service says some cities are experiencing the highest water levels seen by the agency since record-keeping began almost 150 years ago.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, with a high chance of showers becoming less likely in the evening. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.